Be playing with God. Y'all better stop playing with God like that. Talking about, oh God, I just can't find a job. Oh God, help me. And I'm telling you, God, like, they ain't even got. I gave them all the tools. I mean, if you ain't got no internet at home, you can go to the library. Library cards is free. They'll let you on the internet. There's Indeed.com, Monster.com, CareerBuilders.com. Okay. Bitch, I got a job and I still be on Indeed and applying for shit. Okay. Because I'm trying to see what else is out there. And hear your ass complaining. Oh, Jesus, help me get a job. I ain't did shit. Okay. People be crying. They be crying to God when they only apply for three jobs. I applied for three jobs. Nobody ain't come. And nobody ain't even come. In this economy, girl, you can apply for 1,000 jobs and nobody still don't call. That's why you gotta apply for 1,001, 1,002, 1,003, and 1,004, 1,005, and 1,006. And sometimes you gotta reapply to some jobs you already in apply for. Be like, hey. Trust me, man. Okay, I ain't saying nothing. I wasn't whining to God. Oh God, when I came out here, I hit that pavement like no tomorrow. My uncle said, God damn you. Like he hit that pavement. I know, girl. I was filling out applications. Literally, was like an all day thing. Just like he said, consistent. You do gotta be consistent. He ain't lying. I would fill out applications. Okay. Then I stop. Then I fill out applications again. Then I'm like, ooh, I'm tired of filling out applications. Okay. Let a few hours pass by. Then if I feel like filling out applications, just to submit. And then I'm like, I'm tired of filling out applications. I'm just gonna. And like Indeed.com, all you gotta do is put your resume. You ain't gotta do an application most of the time. And just do the resume. All they want is the resume. Click, click, click. Okay, I was applying for shit 3, 4 times in a row. Yeah, I ain't get this job. Everybody, how you get that job so fast? I was applying all goddamn day. Okay, while you was playing. Yeah. I do that now. I don't apply all day because I got a job. But I still apply for jobs right now because. I mean, the job is cool, but I kind of want to do something else than stay on the phone. And they'd be like, the economy bad. I don't give a fuck the economy bad. You still apply for a goddamn job. Oh, Lord. Just like my supervisor. Like, oh, we don't want the economy bad. And if the economy is bad, guess what you still got to do? Apply for jobs. Because you still can't get one without applying. So what that mean? Y'all think y'all saying something. People really be saying that. You really be thinking they saying something, girl. Like, yeah, how else do you get a job? You gotta apply. And how many no's you got before you got that job you get? Duh. Okay, you know how many no's I got before I even worked here? Yeah, you know, they said the economy was rough then. Okay, yeah. Don't tell me what the fuck I can and cannot do, bitch. You'll get checked real good. I'm like, she better be lucky she a supercar. I'm gonna tell her ass. You want me to look? I'm at work. Okay. Like, what they got to do with anything? They said the economy was bad when I got this job. Okay. Ain't no jobs out there. That's what they said when I applied for this job, and I still got a job. What you talking about? Okay. Like, what are you talking about? It's called applying and not stopping. Okay. It's called if you like what their job say, apply again. That's what it's called. It's you again? Yeah. It's called calling, motherfucker, sometimes. Sometimes you gotta call if it's a job you really want. Like that one job I wanted. And, ooh, I really wanted that job. And I didn't even. And it's so crazy. I was never a shift leader either. And I said, ooh, I want this job. And it's so crazy. I was never thinking about being a shift leader. I said, the only thing we hire, you want to be a shift leader? It's so crazy. Because I would call them. I'm like, are you hiring? I like that job too. It was a fun job. I got to control the music that was played. And then I was a shift lead, so I didn't get paid minimum wage like the other people. Okay. So it's like, I got to control the music that got played. I handled all the money. I opened up the store and everything. And I was never a shift leader when I got that job, too. But it's because I was bugging their ass. Okay, they say, you know what? This is the only position we'll train you. So I do believe that if you try, if you really want something, you can get it. Oh, you can get it. I did it because I really wanted that job too. Because then about music and movies and all that stuff, all the stuff I like. Okay, and I used to love her because I used to control the music and I used to make playlists and stuff. Yup, that's how it was when I worked at the gym. When I worked at the gym, and I got that little job because I was trying. That's when I was really young though. And I got that little job because I was trying because I didn't want to work at McDonald's. I worked at McDonald's and I was like, this ain't it. And then they was only paying minimum wage. But I ain't gonna lie, the gym, no, they paid more than minimum wage. They sure did. It wasn't much more than minimum wage, but they did pay more than minimum wage. And I really wanted that job because I like looking at men. So why not make it work at the C? Sometimes you gotta do what you love. And I say, why not work at the gym? Men come through there all the time. And they be buff too, okay? Because they be working out, they be having muscles and stuff. And I used to, and what's so crazy is I didn't think they was gonna put me at the front desk. I just kept bugging it. And I said, we're gonna put you at the front desk because you just always. They put me in the front desk because he said, oh, you just be cheesing. He just liked at me when I did the interview. He said, we're gonna put you at the front desk because you just be cheesing and smiling all the time. He got good energy. I used to be at the front desk. I used to have people flirting. I used to flirt with people. I remember that job. And I used to control the music there. That's how you know I love music. I always end up controlling the music. I end up controlling the music there too. I used to make playlists with dance and stuff, with the techno and stuff. And then we'd have a little bit of R&B and pop. Because, you know, it'd be all different kind of people there. And since I listened to all different kind of music, you know what I'm saying? I was good at that. I was like, man, what is y'all playing? What is this? Where is the music at? I just said one day, see, that's why you got to be outspoken. One day I was just like, what is this music? Like, what's going on? What? She's like, oh, the music is back there as a little thing you can make. You can, but nobody don't. We just push random. I said, when I'm on my shift, I used to come in every day, no matter how long my shift was, because you know I was young, it was a part-time job. Yeah. If I worked 2 hours, I had a 2 hour playlist. I ain't play. If I worked that 4 hours, I had a 4 hour playlist. And they'd be like, oh, the music is good here. Yeah, don't play with her. Okay. That's like, it's so good. This is amazing. Like, I can work out. It mean, give me all energized. Because you got to blend it up just right. Okay. See, when I'm by myself, I listen to a lot of, you know, I got my own thing. But when you live, like, I used to DJ at parties and everything. I used to charge people. So I guess I was a little hustling my own way. Because I used to have all the music. I used to charge people to DJ at their parties. Yeah, I had my little side hustle. I sure did. I used to DJ at people at my friends and them parties, and their parents would pay for me to DJ. I was young too. That's before I could even drive, and even when I could drive too, my prices went up. Cause they be like, he be having all the music. He know how to mix it up. Cause I got my own style, but I know what people be liking. I just, even if I'm not really into it, like I don't really listen to today's music, but I do know what's popping. Okay. But it's just like, you know, but I don't really listen to it personally, but I be knowing that I be looking, but I used to DJ at parties and stuff. I used to be a DJ for everybody. I used to burn CDs for everybody because they're like, and not just a regular CD either, because you know how people just sell like the whole album, like here's Aaliyah's album, here's da da da. I didn't do that. I actually made playlists. They were like, I want me a sex, I want me a sex CD, okay? And since mine was custom, I didn't charge $5, I charged $10, okay? Even like, damn, I can buy this at the, but they love my playlist. They were like, whoop, what the fuck? They were like, give me some new jams that be popping. Bam, there you go. They were like, ooh, this CD is good. I had people say, I fucked it. I had a couple say, we fucked to your CD all the time. Well, not my CD, not me singing, but that CD, man, we be fucking to that CD all the time. I'm like, yes. So I guess music has always followed me, but for real, let's do that shit. I sure did. Now I just do, like, even like my Spotify playlist, she's like, how you get these followers? Some of my players just have one follower, some of them two, some of them 1,000, some of them. That was like, oh, that's a cool little playlist. You know what I'm saying? But yeah. Then, yep, girl, get into it. Some of them playlists I haven't updated in so long, I'm surprised people still follow. Like that turn up hip hop R&B thing, I haven't updated that. People still following those playlists too. Oh god. But music has always followed me a little bit. Yeah, it sure has. But that is so crazy. Yeah, don't be letting people tell you what you can and can't do, girl. And remember what you can do. Just like I do. I just go down to memory days and pick up the good memories because we always know feeling joyful and happy is what you're supposed to be doing anyway. People, I mean, I reminisce about some of the, but I like to reminisce on how I was a winner. And how I got people together. Because I know I get people together. Sometimes I just got to remind myself. I be getting people together all the time. Then I go down the memory lane so my mind can reinforce my good and greatness that I already know I am. Ain't nothing but reinforcements, girl. That's all you do when you do that. Reinforced. Okay? Because what you think, you become. Hallelujah. Okay? And I know that I'm more than a customer service rep. Okay? I already know. I'm a business owner. I'm an investor. I'm a real estate. But I'm a real, what they call it, not real estate, they call that something. Home flipper. I know I'm that. I just don't have the money. And I know that I am very, very, very rich. Okay? Because I like Bentleys and Maybachs and I want drivers and chefs. Okay? Maids and butlers. Okay? Okay? With a nice home. Okay? That I own. Maybe even a beach house or two. You know what I'm saying? You gotta know who you are, girl, and reinforce it. Y'all too lazy to reinforce that. And all you gotta do is tell yourself and give that some memories. Like, you really are invested. You really are invested. And then you gotta train your brain. I'm teaching y'all some secrets right here. I'm giving y'all some secrets, girl. You gotta train. They ain't really secrets, but you know. But you gotta train your brain. Like, even if you're not investing a lot, like I'm not investing a lot, but I'm like, I'm an investor though, because I'm investing. Like, you're an investor. But we're gonna invest more. That's why if the universe give me $500,000, there's a plan for investments, okay? Because I invest, okay? That's why you gotta have a plan, okay? What do I invest in? None of your business. That's my plan, not yours, okay? I suggest you do the research and shit like I had to. Thank you. Okay, but okay, I suggest you follow the right motherfucking podcast. Okay, and watch the right motherfucking videos instead of watching these hoes and shit twerk all goddamn day and fucking all goddamn day. I like a little porn. I like a little entertainment too, bitch. But I also like to know and learn, okay? So I can have a plan when it comes down to it. What if the universe gave you $1 million right now and somebody said, because I'm saying this because I was always just talking about, what if somebody said, you know what? I really like you. I'll give you $1 million if you can tell me what you're going to do with the $1 million, okay? And you just be like, I'm going to buy a house. I'm going to get lit. They don't want to hear that shit. You got to have a motherfucking plan. So a motherfucker that's going to give you $1 million. Oh, they want a plan, bitch. And they don't want to hear about, oh, I'm just going to buy a house and I'm just going to take care of my family. Okay, that's cute. But you ain't really told me your plan, okay? You know what I'm saying? Y'all better stop playing with y'all's lives and have y'all plan written down. Shit. I was gonna write mine down, but mine's is in my head. I already know what I wanna do. I already know what I wanna do. Okay? Because I've been wanting to do so much stuff for so long. I already know what I wanna do. Okay? You know what I'm saying? I'm just like, he was on. Like, what if you did get the option to have $500,000 or to meet Jay-Z? What if that happened to you? And you said, I'm going to take the $500,000 because you got a plan. That's what he was trying to say, too. Because the reason why Odin will pick Jay-Z is because he ain't got no plan. See, that side of spirit do me made me go, oh my God, because he was talking about Odu, but that's what it was. he'd rather pick Jay-Z. They was like, oh, you stupid for picking Jay-Z. But he don't have no plan. So if somebody say $500,000, he's actually kind of smart in a way, because if you think about it, if he got $500,000 and he has no plan, he will do what most people do, just waste that money and be broke the next minute. That's why people can win millions and millions. They talk about this all the time, how people win millions of dollars in the lottery and then they end up being broke because they ain't got no fucking plan. Okay? And that's why you gotta know what the fuck you gonna do when shit happens. Okay? And if you don't know what the fuck you gonna do, and somebody say $5,000, or you can meet Jay-Z. And even though Jay-Z would tell him, you gotta work hard, da 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 da. But he can also ask Jay-Z, because I ain't gonna lie, if I met Jay-Z, since Warren Buffett is his, let me not tell y'all what I would do. That's too much information. My spirit said that's too much information for them. They ain't ready for that shit. Okay, so. Because you can get some real valuable information. If I knew who the fuck that was, I would tell him before you meet Jay-Z. Because it seemed like you kind of smart, because you don't have a plan. So therefore, you didn't take the $500,000 because you just don't want to have $500,000 fuck it off and be broke. And all your friends talking about you anyway, okay? So you rather talk to Jay-Z because you know Jay-Z is a billionaire. Okay, and then you say, if I take the plan Jay-Z gives me, $500,000, I won't mind that I didn't have $5,000, even though you probably was thrown from the ground up. So both, no matter what, both choices has its flaws and its benefits. See, that's why you gotta be in tune with your spirit. I know what the fuck was going on. He didn't know what the fuck he wanted. I don't know if this is like over, but if this was a scenario and that dude says Jay-Z, even if it wasn't real, he don't know. He don't have a plan. He wants to do something with his fucking life. Ooh, I'm tingling. See, that's how I know I'm right. But he wants to do something with his fucking life, but he don't know what it is. Mm-hmm. And even though they said $500,000 to Jay-Z, and he has to look up to Jay-Z a whole lot to say, I would rather see Jay-Z than give. You got to love what that motherfucker is doing to say, I would choose Jay-Z over $500,000 in your pocket and you still said Jay-Z. You are a fan, a stan. There's no way in hell this motherfucker ain't watched this motherfucker. Okay? And know what the hell he been doing. And no, it's no way this boy don't know that Jay-Z's, there's no way, I'm not even into Jay-Z like that. And I know that Warren Buffett is Jay-Z's mentor. Okay? There's no way this boy don't know that. This boy know he got $1 billion. He knows that Jay-Z has multiple businesses and got businesses and private investments just like I do. Because I know the business side. Because I'm not really into... Jay-Z can rap and I like it. He's cool. But I like Jay-Z's business. This is like Nick Cannon. People talking about Nick Cannon and everybody was like, you crazy. And they was talking about Nick Cannon. But I was like, no, Nick Cannon got businesses. Like, he got like 25 different investments and businesses and stuff like that. Because I always been attracted to business in a way. So, you know what I'm saying? So, it's like, yeah. And that's why I say, I really am a business person. That's why you got to remember that's why you got to train your brain. So when it's time, it'll show up when it's time. But I just realized what happened. But he's choosing Jay-Z because he wants to be a billionaire too. And he's like, what's $500,000 when I can get talk to Jay-Z? And they said he can, like, if Jay-Z said he can go talk to you and get to, like he said, he can even introduce him to people and all that stuff. And then, if he talked to Jay-Z first, I'm sure, because Jay-Z got money, I'm sure Jay-Z going to want him to have a plan. Like, you ain't got no plan? Dude, I had to give me a plan. It's going to be like corny advice at the same time, but it is true. You really do got to be, like Zoe said, you do got to be consistent. It's true. Like, they are going to tell you that same shit. But if he's having a personal where they say you can have and you can talk to Jay-Z, like, you can literally talk to Jay-Z and he can really hook you up. Bitch, why not? Like, I can kind of get there if you ain't got no plan. But I got a plan, so I would... And I'm not a Jay-Z stan like that. I'm like, sorry, Jay-Z, I love you, and I love B, and I really love B more than I love you, but okay, now you can meet me to let me meet B, you know what I'm saying? After I get this $500,000 and do what I need to do and get rich and meet you, okay? Okay, but if you ain't got no plan, like, that's why, even like Zoe, that's why he was saying that, because Zoe got a plan. Mm-hmm. See, sometimes, I tell you, the spirit always give me, I try to tell y'all. I may not know the answer, but I always get it. I don't know everything, but the spirit does, okay? And that's why Zoe was like, he's stupid, because I would have did father, you can do this, but he actually labeled a plan. Like, he can put 100K on the house, he can do this, but you got a plan. That boy doesn't have a plan, but he know Jay-Z has a plan. Okay, because Jay-Z is a billionaire, and there's no way you can be a billionaire without telling me a plan of how you became a billionaire. That's what it was. Okay. Because he don't have no plan. And he ain't, that motherfucker actually kind of smart in a way. Because if you ain't got no plan, you gonna fuck off $500,000. And he's smart enough to know, if I get $100,000, all I'm gonna do is fuck that shit off. I'm gonna get cars, and then I'm gonna get this shit, then you're gonna have to pay taxes, okay? Then you're gonna have to make sure that insurance and stuff going, and you fuck off that whole $500,000. You're in party doing a whole bunch of stupid shit, and I guarantee you that's what the fuck he was thinking. Okay, I will fuck that shit out. I don't have no plan. What I'm gonna do with $500,000, because I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go. I don't know who to talk to. All we gonna do is party, drink. I'm gonna buy this car I always wanted. I'm gonna do all this stupid shit. Then I'm gonna be broke as fuck. And then they're gonna be like, excuse me, sir, you need to pay. Because that's what people don't think about. Okay? I do. Okay? Because if your ass get a Lamborghini, okay? And you ain't doing shit, okay? To make that investment become more than what it is, and once you fuck off all that goddamn money, okay, you still need insurance on that goddamn Lamborghini, even though it's paid off, okay, and you still gonna have to fix that motherfucker when it break down, even though it might ride for a little while, okay, because it is a nice car, but that shit still need maintenance and everything, and the maintenance for a Lamborghini ain't like no maintenance for no Nissan Maxima or Kia Optima or some shit, okay, you know what I'm saying? So you gonna have to come off some. You're going to have change constantly. That motherfucker actually smart because he ain't have no fucking plans. So he said, you know what? I'm going to talk to Jay-Z because that motherfucker is a billionaire. Okay? And he can give me some ideas like how you get here. If he's smart, the way I'm feeling like he's smart, even if this isn't like real, if he's smart the way I'm thinking he's smart because he's smart enough to know that he will fuck off $500,000 because he don't know what the fuck to do. And you can't just know something just because somebody gave you $500,000 ain't like, oh my God, I know what to do. You still going to be the same stupid motherfucker you was before, but you just got five. Now you just $500,000 richer and stupid. And then if you're not going to try to learn how money work or all that shit, and that's not what he's doing. If you don't know that shit, you're just going to be a stupid motherfucker with $500,000 that's going to be gone. And some people can fuck off. You can fuck off $500,000, really. That seems like a lot of money. You can fuck the shit off because you can fuck that shit off real quick. Because then you'd be thinking, oh, I can buy this $200,000. Because some people don't think, like, I can buy this $200,000 home because I always wanted this house or whatever. But you can buy that cash, but you still got light, gas. You still got electricity, gas, trash, taxes, okay, HOA still coming through, making sure you mowing that grass and shit, so people don't think like that, they forget, he's smart, because other motherfuckers would sit that $500,000, be $500,000 rich one moment, and broke the next, okay, because if you don't know something, you don't know, okay, that motherfucker actually smart, because he said, I don't know what to do with $500,000, I'm going to have that shit, and I'm gonna fuck it out. I'm gonna be broke as fuck. Like, okay, I had $500,000 and it's gone. And now everybody's just like, girl, you had all that money. And they're gonna be talking their ass, didn't know what to do with it either. So, because most likely, if you don't know it, don't have a plan, and you don't know what the fuck to do, that means you hanging with a whole bunch of motherfuckers that don't know what the fuck to do either. And if they do know what the fuck to do, they ain't telling you. So how much of a friend and how much of a family they really is, that's my question. Okay? So, Okay. Get into that. Okay. So he was actually smart. Now I say everybody's different. Like some people are like, I'm a digit. But you gotta see it from both sides. And lucky for me, I'm in tune. I can see all sides. Okay, so but now I said, oh, Zoe think it's stupid, but he had a plan because he literally was saying what he would do. You can say you want to be that, you can buy a studio. That's $100K right there. You can do that, but you got a plan. You literally telling them a plan. He just a hypothetical plan, but still, that means you have plans for shit. Okay, that motherfucker ain't got no plan if he asking for Jay-Z. Okay, but he's smart. At the same time, even though you may think it's stupid, but he's also smart to realize Jay-Z can help provide me a plan. Okay? If I just listen to him and if he really smart and ask the right fucking questions. Okay? Okay? Because I ain't gonna lie, even right now, even if I wasn't offered, but if somebody say, you know what, you wanna have a meeting with Jay-Z? But if they offer me 500,000 and Jay-Z, I'm sorry, I'm gonna take the 500. But if they just. But if I'm just chilling, they wasn't really offering nobody. And they say, hey, you always talking like this. You want to meet Jay-Z, have a conversation. Maybe he can, y'all know, if y'all could give him, if he really like you know what I'm saying? He's trying to help somebody out. He said he might put you under his wing and you can probably, hell the fuck yeah. Okay. Hell the fuck yeah, bitch. I don't care. I don't care if my ass is. Is 67 years old, bitch, and Jay-Z is 80 at the time. And somebody said, bitch, he really like you. He said he not, bitch, hell yeah, I'm talking to Jay-Z, bitch, and I got the questions. Okay. I got the right fucking questions because I need to know, okay? Okay. Hell the fuck yeah. Yeah. If you ain't gonna offer no cash, because I got a plan. But if I can talk to Jace, because you can do it by yourself, because people think you need people. But if you got 500,000 and you play your cards right, bitch, you own all your shit. And you don't need nobody. Jay-Z owned his shit before he came out. Yeah, anyway. So anyway, you know what I'm saying? But with Jay-Z, you probably gonna own it. There's probably gonna be some percentages going on. Oh, that's a good business idea. We'll help you with you. We're gonna take three. We'll take like 10% of your sales, and we're gonna have a 1% equity into the cut. So if you do it Jay-Z's way, you might gonna have some percent. But if you do it your way, you might have to struggle a little bit more. It's gonna be hard because you gotta do your own work and hiring your own people. But you're gonna own every last bit of it. I can tell you that. Okay, okay. Just like Jay-Z owned his raps and shit before he could, okay. But anyway, so you know what I'm saying? So it's just like, yeah. But if you ain't got no other choice, hell yeah, talk to Jay-Z and let them motherfuckers take a little 10%, a little, but I said 1% equity, but they gonna take. I'm just gonna be honest with y'all ass. Them motherfuckers is rich. And Jay-Z hangs with Warren Buffett and all of them billionaires and shit. So I'm gonna let you know their equity ain't gonna be cheap. So. That's just like when you get a record label and shit. People think them record deals is great. Them record deals ain't. I can tell y'all some stories with some shit I've been through in life. But them shits ain't as great as you think it is. Them people make money off touring and shit. That's what them singers and stuff. Half these singers and stuff is broke and they living off the royalties of the record label. And they some of these rappers and stuff probably still in debt right now. You just don't know because they be buying houses and it's a negative on that. But anyway, so it's just like, yeah, in that case, yeah. But then you got to realize now I'm not going to own this shit 100%. They're going to have some equity. And Jay-Z didn't believe in equity because Beyonce even said equity. Now I think about it. She said, pay me in equity because that's what them rich ass motherfuckers do. And if you read some the right books and stop being a stupid motherfucker and listen to the right people, because that's what I do, bitch, because I never think I ain't invested in my future, bitch. It may not be happening right now, bitch, but when it is time to happen, bitch, I know what the fuck going on here. Okay. Okay, I ain't listening to this podcast for no reason, bitch. I'm not listening to these two certain YouTubers for no reason, bitch. I'm not listening to these business owners and stockbrokers and investment people and shit for no goddamn reason, bitch. Okay, okay, shit. Even MJ, even though he got and be flamboyant, MJ even be talking about MJ is a millionaire. And you think when he go travel and say some shit, you think I'm just gonna ignore him? These other broke ass YouTubers that y'all be following. That's cute and I'll watch it, but bitch, at the end of the day, that's not who I'm subscribed to, okay? So I'll watch and go through your channel, but I'm not gonna subscribe to your channel because you ain't talking about nothing that's gonna help my life or my future, okay? So that's where y'all be fucking up at, okay? But yeah, hell yeah. If you got the right question, because I already know, I can think of 10 questions on top of my. When I was talking about Jay-Z, I thought of 10 questions I can ask Jay-Z that'd be like, Okay, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you gotta be ready. Okay, you gotta learn and grow. Y'all motherfuckers be playing, bitch. Just because it ain't showing up, you ain't rich now. Don't mean you won't never be rich. Don't mean you won't never have the opportunities. Don't mean you won't never be in that space. You may not even know how to fuck. I'm telling you from my. This is what I feel even right now. I may not even be in them personal spaces, but life is very interesting. Okay. And if you listen to other people's stories and shit. And stop being a stupid motherfucker and just actually listen. Life is interesting, okay? Because these people be out here trying to be rappers, singers, and all this shit. But what made their break, majority of the time, will be considered a blessing or a miracle or how the fuck did that happen? How did I end up meeting them? It's just funny how all that shit worked to this. Listen to people. Listen to me, bitch. I'm telling you the fucking truth. Even though I'm cussing, I like to cuss in the spirit. This is my podcast, so I'm more freer. Okay, you know what I'm saying? I went from the video. Now I'm doing the podcast. I just recorded a video. Now I'm doing the podcast. Okay, so you really gotta listen. Mostly every break is always like a miracle or just happened or out the blue, everything worked out. Like you can't be concerned at where you at right now. Okay, where are you going? Okay, where are you going? Okay, because even when I'm being lazy and I'm not doing the podcast and not doing the video, and even though it seems like music isn't doing anything, music does something because of the type of music I listen to. And I like to turn up and I like to just listen to sporadic music just because you can't be always like that because it can be irritating too because you are a spiritual being having a human experience. So you need to do some human shit sometimes, some spiritual shit sometimes. Sometimes you got to be a little ratchet. Sometimes you got to be righteous. Okay. Okay. That's just life. Okay. But even just doing like, y'all, people don't know that everything in your life is important. Even the music you listen to, like that's why I listen to certain music, certain songs all the time, because that is helping your life, whether you know it or not. The people you have in your life is either helping or destroying your life, whether you know it or not. The music you listen to is helping your life or destroying it, whether you know it or not. Even the people you look up to is either helping your life or destroying it, whether you know it or not. The things you speak out loud, especially thoughts, is not as strong, okay? But when you start speaking those thoughts, because thoughts become words anyway, that's why they tell you watch what you think, because eventually you're going to say it anyway. So when you speak what you speak and what you think, whether you know it or not, okay, it's affecting you, okay? The relationships you are in, whether you know it or not, it's either lifting you up or destroying you or destroying your future or your dreams or catering to that or making it more powerful or manifesting. The things you write down, you are God. I'm going to say this until my last breath. You are God in the flesh. Everything you do is affecting you whether you know it or not. Okay? All right, and that's the perfect way to end it. All right, I don't know if y'all know what I was talking about because I was just talking, but anyway, I'm gonna call this just talking some shit or something because I was just talking. Okay, I didn't really have no subject or nothing. I just wanted to just talk. Okay, anyway, welcome to the Spiritual Shock Podcast. Okay, anyway, yeah, I think I'm done. Like I end most of my podcasts, it's been a long time, but bitch, we're back. Okay. As I end most of my podcasts, okay, in people's deathbeds, they ain't talking about what they did do. They talking about what they didn't do. Don't be one of those people talking about, I should at least try. to do this, or I should at least try to do that, or I should at least try to sing, I should at least try to be a doctor, I should at least try to talk to that girl that I always liked, or that boy I always liked, okay? Even if they put you down, even if it didn't work out, the point is that you try, because failure is not failure at all. It is just a lesson to be learned, but you look at it as failure so that you can make an excuse to not try again. But no, like Aaliyah said, because she is able to be streamed now everywhere, dust yourself off and try again, okay? You know what I'm saying? Trying matters, because people complain about what they didn't try, okay? They don't really complain about what they did try. They might be hurt at first, but like, I can't believe I did that. But at the end, they be like, man, I'm glad I did that. Even though it didn't work out, but I learned a lot. Pay attention, girl. Life is the greatest teacher ever, okay? Anyway, I'm out as I end, even on my YouTube. Bye!